This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, the private sector and civil society working in tandem hold the biggest promise for making the first ever global compact on migration a success for the countries who've signed up. That's the opinion of Tarek Youssef, the director of the Brookings Institution at Doha Center in Qatar, a think tank focusing on the socio-economic and political issues facing the Middle East. More than 160 governments adopted the non-binding pact at the two-day conference in Marrakesh, Morocco. And Mr. Youssef, who was a panelist there, said helping migrants integrate into host communities needs governments and businesses to work together. Speaking to Mustafa Al-Gamal in Marrakesh, Mr. Youssef explained how adoption of the compact boosts migrant rights around the world.
Today's dialogue focused on the role of partnerships and the role of innovations in translating a lot of the principles and the ideas contained in the compact into a reality. Principles that emphasize the economic empowerment of migrants, their protection, their safety, the need to gather information about their flows, about their numbers, the need to integrate them into society, into the financial system, into the training and education sectors. All of this cannot and will not be done by governments. It is too complex and too demanding a set of objectives, and hence it is going to be the private sector and civil society, whether it's nonprofits, foundations, community organizations, city governments, all of them combined. And in fact, I would say they are already doing it. They're doing it in a lot of receiving countries for migrants. They're doing it in the field of employment, training, legal services, healthcare. It's precisely those sets of initiatives, partnerships, and innovations in how we work together to serve the migrant community that, in my humble opinion, hold the biggest promise for what can be done after the adoption of this important compact.
Are there any best practices that would come to mind taken and done by the private sector in regard to migration?
Financial inclusion of migrants happens to be an important area of interest and focus. It is precisely that technology developers working with startups in the financial services industry and with other more established companies that are now offering solutions for migrants to become more integrated in the financial system, to access banking accounts, to be able to save, and more importantly, from the perspective of sending countries, to be able to also transmit remittances at lower cost, and to do this efficiently, and to do it without all the traditional bureaucratic procedures which either migrants are frightened by or don't have access to. So to the extent that the private sector is leading with innovations in the space of technology, they are already playing a bigger role, and they should be encouraged and incentivized to do even more. But the private sector can advance their role further. You've got chambers of commerce and trade unions and big, large corporations that are employers who should adopt standards for worker safety, for income protection, for non-discrimination, and a host of things that will make migrants feel more welcome, more protected, and allow them to contribute positively to the well-being, not only of themselves and their families, but to their communities and to the countries that receive them and the countries that send them.
Mr. Tarek Youssef, you are based in Doha.
Yes.
It's known that the Gulf states in particular, they have this guarantor system, kafil. How would that work now after the adoption of the Global Compact for Migration?
I think the adoption of the Global Compact will further reinforce some of the very positive and promising initiatives that have been taken by a number of Gulf countries to liberalize a number of systems in place that regulate and tightly manage and maybe are seen as being overly burdensome for migrant workers. In my humble opinion, some of the initiatives already underway in a number of countries to liberalize the migration regime and to prevent some of the practices that have become a a source of concern and criticism will be further reinforced. Countries who have not adopted some of these initial steps will face now pressures to replicate what others have done and to do so in an orderly, transparent way through legal processes. But we also see a private sector there playing a role, and also a non-government sector helping to disseminate information, make workers aware of their rights and the new system in place. There have been some also initiatives that have helped provide protections for workers' incomes in a number of countries. These are governmental-led, but they also have required and have received the support of the private sector, banks and financial service companies, telecoms, for example, all of them. I think this compact, by providing international legitimacy to migrant rights, migrant needs, will further incentivize governments and push them across the world, but especially in the countries that are where they are disproportionately represented, especially in the Gulf, to do the right thing, to move in the right direction, and to complete the steps that they've taken so far.
So we've seen a number of countries who refuse to come and sit at the table and adopt the compact. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it makes perfect sense given the polarization that migration as a phenomenon, as a process, as a set of outcomes has created in a number of political contexts around the world right now, not just in America, but also in Europe and in a number of other developing countries. There is a backlash against not just globalization, but also the movement of people now. And given the emergence of right-wing political parties and their ascendance and how they've contaminated political discussion around migration, it would only be natural that some governments will feel reluctant, hesitant, or are fully find themselves against the objectives and the aspirations of this compact. This might be a temporary phenomenon. Migration has been around for a very long time. It will continue to be around. It will outlive many of the governments in place that have rejected this compact. And I think to the extent that the world has come together now in the numbers and the strength and has adopted a set of very important principles and guidelines, other countries will join ultimately at some point.